Well, the site was Liston Stadium, where the Baker University Wildcats hosted the Central Methodist Eagles on Family Day. Baker strikes first.
Here's the number one field goal kicker in the country, Andrew Kimray. 31-yard field goal attempt. The crowd will tell you if it's good at the 10-10 mark. The ball's down. The kick's up. It's end over end. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Three zip good, guys.
After the field goal, Baker held on to a three-point lead going into halftime.
I don't think Baker University's got more than 50 yards in the ground. They're averaging about 2.5 per carry after that first drive.
For the Eagles, they respond quickly to open up the second half.
Quarterback is up the middle to Caleb Haynes. Touchdown, Central. Took it in from the two-yard line. And right now, with 11:30 to play in the third, Central gets the touchdown, 6-3.
The Wildcats look to respond, but found no success.
I can tell you it's been a struggle. Babb takes the handoff, tries the right side, nothing.
The offense kicks in for the Wildcats, and they find themselves on the brink of scoring.
Jake Morris will take the snap. Quarterback spins. He gives it up to Rooks behind right guard. He dives over there. A touchdown. Kyle Rooks on the two-yard line for Baker's first score of the game. It's now a 9-7 contest.
After the Cats find end zone glory, nothing will hold them back.
Quarterback back to throw the ball. He's got the man open. Green at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown. A perfect throw. That will be good for a touchdown of 63 yards. Off to Babb, across the 30, at the 20, at the 10, at the 5, touchdown, Wildcats. A 57-yard touchdown run by John Babb. Second down 10, John Babb up the middle, breaks a block to the 30, at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, the 5. Do they get him inside the 5-yard line? I think maybe they did, but it'll be around the 2. 4.5 to play in this ballgame. Babb again, the tailback. The quarterback will give to the Rooks. Rooks goes behind the right guard, gets the touchdown, and the Baker Wildcats have now dented that scoreboard once again. They lead 30-7.